You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc.
What do you... So, I can't believe I'm going to put him on this list, but Lupe Fiasco.
Nah.
Let me make the pitch for him.
Okay, please.
We're now in... So, like, if you count his early mixtapes, which maybe you don't, we're like 15 years into the Lupe experience right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has, I'll say, 3, maybe 4 dope projects.
Okay.
Right? He's got Food and Liquor.
Bootleg or retail?
I mean...
What do you do with that?
I mean, the retail has now been... This is a weird thing about the internet. The retail has now been, like, re-released.
Mm-hmm.
With like Music to a Drive-By and like some other, so like the line has now blurred.
Wait, did it?
I think so. Did it not?
I know some of those records got released as Lucy's, and I feel like Food and Liquor got re-released.
It did, yeah.
Okay, Food and Liquor 2. Okay, the 5th anniversary.
Yeah, I thought it got. Yeah,
no, you're right. Yep, Theme Music to a Drive-By, Tilted. Oh my God, Tilted. Woof. Carrera Lou and What It Do.
So Food and Liquor. Whether you say, I mean, I think the bootleg is stronger for sure. Yeah, I think the bootleg's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
The Cool, which kind of a misunderstood album.
That's his, to me, that's his definitive album.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, yeah. If we're counting mixtapes in a discography, 100%.
And honestly, the album he put out last year is incredible.
You have that really high.
I couldn't believe how good that album was. And so that made me sit there and go, here's somebody who's been around for a long time. And honestly, like him, his album coming out last year and being as good as it was made me think like maybe the Lupe story isn't done being told yet.
He's always going to be able to rap.
I mean, maybe.
The question is, does he have the resources to really, does sure. he have the resources and does he have the people around him to tell him no?
Right.
Or tell that story in a different way.
Right. I just think like, I think, you know, 5 years ago, we would have written him off, but
he was on his way.
Yeah. So it's just something interesting, but let me ask you somebody this guy, a long career, still putting music out. Where do we put Common on this? Is Common on this list? Is he a contender?
He's a question mark for me.
Yeah. So let's talk about Common. Why is he a question mark for you?
Because his discography from, I feel like I have to include Resurrection just because it has like definitive songs on there. Resurrection, the remix, I Used to Love Her. But for me, One Day It'll All Make Sense all the way to what, Finding Forever? That's 97 to 06. That's a long run. That's a long definitive run to me.
Yeah. I mean, so One Day It'll All Make Sense. Good.
It's good. Yep. It's good.
Like Water for Chocolate. Very good.
Yeah. Yep.
Very, very, maybe close to, is that classic?
It's close.
We got people screaming right now.
Yes. No, some people really enjoy it. It's close.
It's close. It's very close. Electric Circus, no. But B is a classic. Is B his best album?
Yeah.
Finding Forever is?
Pretty good.
It's good.
It's good.
We're going to skip over Universal Mind Control.
What?
But Dreamer Believer is better. It's pretty good.
Man, he shouldn't have beefed with Drake.
No, but
it really because it took the attention off of that album. It became about Serena versus
right.
Common made this album with James Fauntleroy, made all these cocaine 80s records that were really dope.
And really, it's like the opening run to this is kind of nuts. It's a very top heavy album.
Mm-hmm.
The Dreamer, Ghetto Dreams, Blue Sky, Sweet. Oh, but I don't know, like that's year 15. Year 17 for him, you know, 2011, and he's still going.
He's still going. He just put out an album,
right? So to me, like,
I still need to listen to that album.
I mean, he's got a classic, maybe one near classic, in addition to that, right? And he's a good question of like, if you really value long term consistency, then I totally get why somebody might sit here and go, yeah, you got to talk about Common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Water for Chocolate.
Can we go through that? Do we have time?
I'm looking at that right now.
Envisioning the hereafter. Okay, so we got the intro. Heat is good.
Heat's really good.
I don't remember Cold Blooded. Oh, yeah, I do. Eh. Doing It is fire just because I didn't find out until years later that is the bass line from Rick James' Give It to Me, Baby. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, Doing It. So The Light is classic.
The Light's classic,
it's like a perfect song.
Yep.
Funky For You is good.
is good.
I like The Questions.
I used to really like The Questions, yep. Sixth Sense was my joint.
Sixth Sense is classic.
Yeah. I used to like a film called Pimp, but it's not really a record I go back to. It's okay.
Yeah.
Neck Champ is cool.
Thelonious is
super dope. Me and Taylor's version is better. Payback as a Grandmother's okay. Ghetto Heaven Part 2 is all right, but the D'Angelo version is better. And A Song for Asada is cool.
Yeah, it kind of falls off. This album kind of falls off a little bit.
Yeah.
But people really, really love this album in 2000.
It's definitive. It's definitive for the time and what it represents.
Mm.
Like I remember the class I skipped to go buy this album. I remember who took me to the store. I remember how much I paid for it. I remember what the material of the CD, of the book felt like. It was a thicker, like cardboard. I remember all that stuff.
What's your favorite Soulquarians album?
Oh, God.
So that's Things Fall Apart.
No.
Whoa.
No, that's not my favorite. It's Voodoo. A great album, but I don't love Voodoo the way everybody else does.
Oh, Like Water for Chocolate.
Oh, I know what my favorite Soulquarians album is.
Mama's Gun.
Yep. That's my favorite.
Yeah. And then they also, you know, there's some Soulquarian stuff pops up on Amplified and Black on Both Sides and Fantastic Volume 2.
I would like to revisit Amplified with you.
Hmm.
I don't know in what context.
You know, we could do... Actually, I'm looking at this list. So Wikipedia has a list of like, this is considered the Soulquarians era. A Soulquarians one point. Soulquarians retro would be interesting. Like,
let's do it.
That whole era, right? Because we're never really going to do a Roots retro.
No.
I'm sure some people are wondering if they're on the list.
Yes.
They're not on my list.
They were a question mark.
Hmm.
They were a question mark. Like, I don't like them. Like, I don't run to Roots music, but... Like, I get it.
Consistent.
And I respect it. Yeah, and I respect it. Yep.
Looking at their discographies. I mean, so let's see. Do You Want More is okay. But Ill Enough Half-Life is good.
That has Proceed on it, and I hated that song.
Really?
Yeah, I hated Proceed. Hated it with a passion. They used to play it on Yo MTV Raps, and the video, it was one of those videos where, like, I would change the channel, and I'd come back to it 10 minutes later, and it'd still be playing. Song is terrible. Ill Death Half-Life's really good. That's Concerto de Desperado. Oh. That's Clones, which is amazing.
Clones is amazing. What They Do is dope.
What They Do is, yeah, it's a classic rap video.
Things Fall Apart is like a classic album.
That's probably their most definitive album, I'd say.
For sure. Yeah. I really, really wanted to love Phrenology.
I didn't like it. That's the one that's got the, what's that song with Cody Chester?
The Seed 2.0.
I hate that song.
This concludes this episode of Clock Radio Speakers. That song is amazing.
That song makes me want to go get lunch.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to take everybody back. It's the summer of 2004.
Okay.
I am at a wedding in Vermont. Marissa's sister is getting married.
Okay.
I'm meeting her family for the first time. Like all of her extended family, right? A lot of family there. The DJ plays The Seed 2.0.
Oh, Lord.
If you really listen to the lyrics in that song,
okay.
Let's just say there were a lot of middle-aged people who were like trying to listen and kind of looking around very confused. Because that is not a song you could just break out during a wedding.
Mm.
But it's a great song. I love Seed 2.0. How can you not like Seed 2.0? I like that song so much. I remember downloading Cody Chestnut's double disc album called The Headphone Masterpiece, I think.
I remember that.
Yep.
It leaked, right?
It did. And it had, because it had the Seed 1.0. And I was like, well.
Oh.
Yeah, no, the Seed 2.0 is way better.
Okay.
But then, you know, after Things Fall Apart in Phrenology, it's like, you know, like Tipping Point, Game Theory,
Nah. Got some, that one's all right. What was the other one that was How I Got Over? How I Got Over was cool, but it was dark.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was really dark.
Undone. Yeah. It's just like, some people are screaming right now. Very consistent towards the end, for sure.
Yeah. Consistent, eh?
Okay. All right. I still got a lot more. Did we talk about Biggie?
We said we were going to talk about him.
Do you count Born Again?
No. Just like with Pun, I don't count Yeah Baby.
You don't count Biggie Duets.
You gotta say duets.
I mean, I can't get Jazzy Fake Life the same way.
The Biggie Duets.
So it's just the two albums plus
it's just the two.
You know, plus his guest appearances and everything else. It's just not enough.
It's not enough.
Tupac?
He probably should be in a at least a question mark.
It's a conversation.
Yeah. You should have a conversation. Like Tupacalypse Now, no. Strictly For My Niggas, no. But Me Against the World, All Eyes on Me, Machiavelli, I mean
it's a run.
That's pretty heavy.
It's a run.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a case where what do you even count in his discography? Like, what do you do with all the stuff afterwards?
I don't even touch it.
Right. It really felt like every year we got a Tupac album for like a long time.
We did. And they finally ran through all those acapellas. And used them again. Yep.
You mentioned Wayne before.
I did. I think Wayne is somebody who his mixtapes were probably more, it's weird, like what mixtapes do you count? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of those mixtapes are unofficial. Like there's like the Drought 3.
All those squad tapes.
The Dedications,
official.
The squad tapes. Yeah, but there was just like, during that time, like between Carter 2 and Carter 3, like Wayne records were just leaking like.
Right.
Oh my God. And people would just put them together.
Yeah.
And, you know, upload them to Zippy Share.
I think he's not on my list, but like I totally could see how he's on someone's list. I don't think Wayne has a classic. I know I'm in the minority. I know it. I just don't think he has a classic album. But I'm not the biggest fan of Wayne, so like that's fine. But I know that for like many fans, that run that he put together, probably what? Oh, when do you want to start?
Probably, because which one do you count? Do you count Carter 2? Do you start there?
I think you probably start from Carter 2 until what? Carter 4?
No, a little before Carter 4.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because Carter 4 came out, in like 14.
I thought Carter 4 was 2011. Yeah, 2011. That's She Will and 6 Foot, 7 Foot.
Okay. Let me see. Blunt Blowing, Mega Man, 6 Foot, 7 Foot. I don't remember any of these songs. How to Hate, John.
Yeah, John, I don't really
It's good. Yep. The outro was hilarious. Okay. Yeah, this was probably the end.
Right, because before that, he had Sorry for the Wait.
Mm-hmm. No Ceilings.
The Less Said About Rebirth, the Better.
I don't even know what that is.
Right, Dedication 3, Carter 3, The Leak. Like
a lot of those dedications, like, truth be told, they're not good.
Well, you know.
It's Dedication 1 and 2. Maybe a couple records off 3.
Drought 3?
Yeah, Drought 3 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but No Ceilings to me is the apex. Like, there are very few. The only mixtape that's probably better than that is Enemy of the State. Like, if the mixtape is not like, you know, Songs We Couldn't Clear or whatever, like, if it's just, I'm going to take these beats and rap over them, that's 1A, 1B. Yeah, those are the two greatest rappity rap mixtapes ever. Easy.
Do you have Mobb Deep on your list?
No, but I probably should.
Pretty good run.
Those first 3.5. No, Infamy's really bad.
It is.
Infamy's really bad.
What was the record with 112?
Dope. Hey Love. Shorty. Like, I don't
but doesn't that have there's some, you know what? I think Burn is dope.
It's dope, but like that's mixtape Armand, so all I'm used to is every single rapper taking that beat and rapping over it.
Getaway is dope. Like, there was some songs, but yeah, it's definitely not the same.
Nothing like Home. Yeah,
but
nah,
honestly, America's Nightmare.
Super hard. Super hard. Yes.
That might be. That's a really. And that's a case where, you know, Prodigy's not the same as a rapper in 2004. No.
Havoc is actually a better. Havoc's a better rapper on that album than Prodigy.
The production.
I mean, that's all Havoc and Alchemist. Oh. With a Kanye.
And a little John.
Oh my God. No, is that Got It Twisted? That's Got It Twisted and what's the Lil Jon record? Real Gangsters. I still want to do this Lil Jon Definitive 15, man. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
We're gonna need somebody from Atlanta.
You can't pull back. You want Deep in the Club during Lil Jon's run?
No.
Okay.
No. And I was in, you know, when I was in the club, it's up here. There was still that the South North, the South North thing was still like, you weren't getting a lot of that.
Yeah, but I feel like, I feel like you would be, you're in a college town, like Lil Jon would be the soundtrack to a lot of those drunken party nights.
I mean, sure. But like, it's a, to me, it's like one of those things where it's like, I think he's an example of like, I know what his 15 are going to be.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
It might be fun to put together. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to put together. We can, I can find a.
Oh, I forgot he did all those records for E-40. Sorry, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page right now. This is, we've now turned this into Armand and Doc, just scroll through the internet. Oh, man. You know what? Like, I would need some help with this, but like a definitive 15 Chopped and Screwed songs. The Chopped and Screwed version of Forever I Love Atlanta.
I just played Fila maybe like a month ago, and I wanted to fight people, and I felt bad for all the people who were in jail who actually fought or stabbed or shot somebody because that record came on and they couldn't control themselves.
The Chopped and Screwed version of that Trillville Little Scrappy album is, yeah.
It's not on streaming services.
The whole album isn't?
No.
No.
No. Actually, wait. Is it? Hold on. Little Scrappy. Little Scrappy. Oh, you know what? Yeah, it is. Wait, hold on. This is it? No, this has Money in the Bank. There's a okay, no, it does. No problem. Oh, here we go. It's Chopped and Screwed version's on. It's on streaming services. There you go.
It's taking me back.
Yeah. That was a time.
All right. You want to start listening to something? Otherwise, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah. What up? We talked Drake already, right?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so I'll just go down my list.
Yep.
I think we talked Ice Cube.
We did not really.
Oh, we didn't really? Okay.
He's a question mark on my list. Like his peak was before my time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm rolling.
But his discography, it's kind of crazy.
If you count the NWA stuff.
Right.
Through, I would say maybe like War and Peace. That's 98.
Yeah. I don't know about those War and Peace records, but.
I like the record, I think solely for, I had the Peace disc. Peace disc had Hello, and it had the We Rich with Crazy Bone. I really like that record. That was it for me after that.
How do you feel about that West Side Connect album?
I think it's classic because of what it represents. It wasn't perfect by any stretch, but it's got some joints on it.
Yeah.
I've been dying to rap over West Side Slaughterhouse. That beat is crazy. Why am I about to put out Snooze Button 5 with none of these records that I swore I was going to rap over? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. I put Tyler as a question mark.
I have him as a question mark too. I have two, I would consider two like newer artists as question marks. Tyler's one of them.
Who's your other?
Travis Scott. He's not there yet, but he's on the way.
Okay.
But let's talk about Tyler.
Yeah, like I'm not a fan of Goblin, but from Wolf to now,
I think Wolf is pretty inconsistent.
Yeah, it is.
And I think on Cherry Bomb, he makes a leap.
He makes a leap.
But even that isn't all the way there yet.
It's the mixing.
Well, just in general, there's still a little bit of that, like, ooh, I'm wild and crazy Odd Future guy hanging out. You know?
Whoa. Yeah. I'm rolling.
Some of those songs sound too much like they're in a Six Flags commercial. But, you know, that album is the turning point.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, from here on out, it's just, okay.
Yeah, Flower Boy's great and Igor's great.
Right. So I think if he's not, I don't know if he's there yet, but he's close. And if things keep going, there's no reason to think he won't be there.
Yeah, I don't think he's reached. And, I mean, it's about to be the holiday season. Like, that Christmas album was really good.
Yeah.
Christmas album was really
and he's still torn, but I get, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, next year maybe something, maybe some throwaways or something. I think he's an every other year kind of guy, right?
He is, but you've got to, I mean, now you have the number one album in the country.
Yeah.
You know, you might, your team might be telling you to capitalize on that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, how he feels after he tours.
And honestly, like, you consider what we've seen, you know, what we saw from Lucy's from him between Flower Boy and Igor, he could also, I mean, if he ever wanted to, I bet he could easily, like, with a little bit of, like, polishing, he could easily put together, like, here's an EP of him getting bars off.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I feel like he still wants to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he's long overdue for an instrumental album. Mm. He needs to do an instrumental album. He needs to produce an album for somebody else too.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if that's Frank or I don't know if that's a new artist. I don't know, but he needs to coach somebody else.
Isn't the obvious answer that he is finally the person who can unlock ASAP?
They need to do a project together.
Cause like ASAP's still rapping. Like his flow is like he's still doing stuff with his flow, but like he does not like his beat, like I just don't want to listen to most of his beats.
Yeah, I think I just think that he's, you know, I just don't think he cares about music the way he did 5 years ago. What was that second ASAP album called?
They're all named. So there's Live Love ASAP, which is the mixtape. Yeah.
There's Live Laugh Love.
That's with Peso, Purple Swag. Oh man, those are the days. Then there was the album is Long Live ASAP. That's the first one with Goldie.
Problems, Wild right. for the Night, One right. Train.
And then it was...
I'm thinking of At Long Last.
Yeah, ASAP. At Long Last ASAP, yeah.
I feel like I need to revisit that album. 2015?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to revisit that. I don't think I heard Test. I don't even think I heard Testing.
It's not... Yeah, I don't know. Didn't do it for me.
Yeah, from what I hear, people didn't really like it.
Didn't really do it for me. Again, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know. He's just not getting the beats he should get.
Yeah,
which is weird because earlier in his career, like it seemed as though he just had a really good sense for like what sounds good.
Well, here's the thing: was that an ASAP thing or was that a Yams?
Yeah,
thing?
Right. I mean, clearly he needs somebody hanging out with him to help out.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I feel like Yams would be the guy in the studio. Like,
right.
You need to rap on this beat, rap about this, do this. Like, I feel like he was that guy.
Right. Yeah. Yes, yeah, so, and Travis Scott. Right. So I'm higher on Travis Scott than you are.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already, to me, got a little run here, right? Like I think Days Before Radio is like really good. I just put his stuff like in a big play, like not a playlist, but I was just playing a bunch of his stuff back to back. I think maybe like yesterday, or whatever. And like I like Days Before Radio a lot. Rodeo, I think, is like really freaking good. I think Birds in the Trap is inconsistent, but it's got some records. I think Huncho Jocko is actually like. That's also got some markers, but I think Astroworld is like great, like actually great. So he's not there yet, but to me, he's very consistent and he's just maybe getting to his peak now.
Mm.
But that's just me. I think in 5 years, if we look back and said, yeah, Travis is on the, like Travis is in the conversation, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about a couple other people. Your man, Rick Ross.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Is he a question mark?
He's not a question mark on my personal list. He is a question mark on a general list.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, he's up there. I think Port of Miami 2 is probably his worst album in the last. Well, no, because I wasn't crazy about, what was the one? Not Mastermind, the other one. Hood Billionaire. Those two albums should have been put together.
Well, yeah.
But no, consistent from, was that Albert Anastasia?
Yeah.
From that EP to now. Like just a serious run of good to great music.
Gangstar.
Ooh, probably a question mark.
They're a question mark. I mean, there's a reason why Full Clip sold well as a compilation.
That was that's the greatest hip hop greatest hits album.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think that's an argument for here's a group that's super consistent and then they peaked with their classic in 98 with Moment of Truth. That's a classic to me.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but.
I remember when it got 4.5 mics just really being shocked.
To me, I was actually just about to say, I forgot what it got, but I was going to say that album should have got 4.5.
It got 4.5. I remember being like shocked. Like, really?
Because you didn't think it was like that.
I wasn't a big Gangstar fan until Full Clip.
I wasn't a big Gangstar fan until, I mean, because like Hard to Earn is 94. And so that 4 year gap between Hard to Earn and Moment of Truth is when I became like a huge hip hop fan. So me obviously like buying albums and reading credits, all I needed to know was, I'm sorry, Primo's in a group.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire album produced by DJ Premier. I was like, yep. And then I heard, You Know My Steez, and I was like, yep. And then I heard Royalty and I was like, oh, they can even pull off like Royalty was considered a crossover single in 98, right? Hip hop was so funny.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Above the Clouds got Deck, was it whatever, Rhyme of the Month or whatever it was in the Source, right?
Yeah, yes.
Man, that used to be like a big deal for me.
Yeah, the hip-hop quotable.
Hip-hop quotable. I can't believe I forgot the name of it. Yeah, hip-hop quotable. Man, how does the Source not have like a branded, like whoever owns that brand, how do they not have a deal with like Spotify for like the hip-hop quotable playlist?
Listen, the Source is doing a lot of things wrong, and we've talked about that.
The moment of truth is not perfect at all. Mm-hmm. The end gets a little, aside from make them pay and betrayal, it gets kind of, but I still love it.
Yeah.
I'm biased. But Full Clip is like an amazing compilation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All for the cash.
Mm-hmm. Betrayal. God, what was the other record? Royalty.
Yeah. The Militia.
The Militia, yeah. There's a lot of records that I wasn't on until it had Half and Half on it, didn't it?
Half and Half, no, that's from the Blade soundtrack.
It is, but I thought it was on.
It's on Full Clip.
Full Clip?
No, it's on Full Clip, yeah. Saying. Oh, Full Clip. I mean, Full Clip. I mean, you got the You Know My Steez remix. You got the Militia 2 remix.
Mm-hmm. It was on the Belly soundtrack.
You got, yeah. Work is just...
Work was crazy. The remix with Big L, that wasn't on there, but there was...
There's a Work remix with Big L?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
You haven't heard it?
Oh,
you know,
my God.
It's one of those.
I was going to say, you got to understand, 99 Big L is like, 98 Big L is like peak Big L. And Work is like an upper echelon primo beat.
Yeah,
I mean, that sounds like a Big L verse for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like a Big L verse.
I mean, like, you know, didn't set like it's interesting because like Big L in 98 should be unstoppable. Primo 98 is unstoppable, but maybe that's not the perfect merging of them.
Yeah, maybe.
You want to talk about Cam, Dipset?
Yeah, if we're talking mixtapes, they have to be on the list. Like, I don't think there's even a question mark. Because if you're Cam, okay, so we never really decided, like, okay, are we doing labels? Like, are we doing Bad Boy? Are we doing Def Row, G-Unit? I think off air for our Patreon listeners, you mentioned what?
I mean, to me, I think Wu-Tang is closer to being like Wu-Tang is more than just a label. It's like it really is like a cohesive group and a sound, right? And you can argue that Cash Money is similar to the same way, except Cash Money was more like a collection of stars that occasionally united. I think Dipset is maybe closer to the Wu-Tang model, right? Where like, yeah, it's about Cam, but like people really want to hear everybody together. And there is definitely a sound like at their peak.
Mm-hmm.
That's a case where it's like it's actually not that consistent long term, but it is this like flashpoint with just a ton of material that's iconic, and so I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah,
so I mean Cam is interesting like on his own.
Are you starting from SDE, Come Home With Me?
I mean, we're definitely not starting with Confessions of Fire, right? That's
nah, it's got joints but nah,
it's got songs but it's not great. But SDE is cool. I feel like people really wanted to love that record.
He had Beyonce singing about selling crack. Beyonce.
But yeah, I think if you want to sort of refer to the general like Dipset movement, you start, that's like, you know, Come Home With Me, Diplomatic Immunity 1, the early Jewel stuff, all the mixtapes. Like that's a pretty crazy run.
Right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, bro.
All right, so who haven't we mentioned that's like really like on that list worth mentioning? We haven't talked. We haven't talked about. We haven't said Snoop or Dre.
Snoop is a no for me because Snoop only has one great album.
That's right.
Yeah, he's got some good ones. Blue Carpet Treatment was good, but nah. Some people would say, what about if we're gonna stay West Coast? What about The Game?
He's got one really good album that has not aged super well.
He just may, I think he might be, you could make a case for him being consistent.
That's true. Very consistent.
For a while. I don't know if he has a whack album.
Well, I don't know if but, maybe. But conversely, like, he also doesn't have many like great albums.
Let me see. Let's see. I'm disagreeing with you. I think that the documentary is amazing and classic, but you said it didn't age well.
I think there's a lot of records on that have not aged well.
There are a lot of albums on his.
I can't even find Instagram. His Instagram. Where is the link?
Oh, not on Instagram, on Spotify. Okay, Doctor's Advocate was cool. LA, you know what? I never really heard LAX all the way through. I heard records, but
is that the song? Wait, what has Angel on it? Is that
that's LAX?
Yeah, it's funny you say Angel. You say LAX, and all I hear in my head is the beat to Angel. Of course,
the Red album was good. Jesus Peace was good.
Wait, was the Red album really good? Hold on, let me look at this track list.
Oh my God, The City, Red Nation.
No,
I don't remember a lot of these. I remember Good Girls Go Bad. I don't remember a lot of these.
Yeah.
I remember
a lot of filler. There's a lot of filler.
I remember Born in a Trap. I remember Mama Knows.
Jesus Peace wasn't bad.
Do you remember that Game Pharrell and Justin Timberlake record?
What's it called?
What was it called? Hold on, I'm looking for it. I know it's because it was a single. Oh, I don't know. Hold on. Game. Ain't No Doubt About It.
Oh no. I'm good.
Yeah, that it flopped crazy. It was probably super expensive.
Yep. I'm good. Who else did we miss?
Back from the Philippines.
I'm surprised you didn't mention DJ Quick.
Yeah. Quick is the name. Dollars and Cents. Rhythmalism. Balancing Options. Yeah. Who else did I have? I had Redman, just at least as far as like a mention, like early discography.
Very, very people hold high. Consistent that people hold high. Sure. Redman never did it for me that way.
Yeah. I was never a fan of like any of his albums.
Right.
He had songs for sure. Scarface, people hold his discography.
We've been pretty light on Southern artists. I was, you know, Scarface is interesting, right? Not only his solo stuff, but his work with Ghetto Boys. Long career. Definitely in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
Any love for like UGK or...
You know, I'm not really well versed on UGK's discography.
Yeah, same.
I was trying to think of like other like Southern artists that I would really consider. I would have to like do some more research. And that's why I was like, so do we go, you know, do we go No Limit? Do we go Cash Money? Like if we're talking Cash Money, then to me, they're in the conversation.
To me, that's a label more than a cohesive group.
Mm.
What about Jeezy?
Jeezy was on my list to discuss. maybe?
Maybe. Not. Yeah, I mean, he had a run.
100%. He did.
Right? 05 to 08? Because what comes after the recession?
103? Yeah, if the recession is 08, then... 103 is what, 11 to 11. Remember,
it's 11.
He was going through a lot of stuff. He was putting out mixtapes. Like, he was kind of cold for a while.
Oh, right. Because that's got like Lose My Mind and yeah. So that took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was I thinking about? You know, he's not going to get a mention on this show, but I can imagine a younger audience might consider Future on this list.
Yeah.
Not that we're going to consider him, but. I could hear the argument, but that's just not it for me.
Yeah.
So we've been recording for a while now. So is there anybody else that you have a must that you definitely want to talk about?
No, I'm sure we're forgetting lots of people.
I mean, sort of. I mean, to me, I think the interesting part is like there's very clearly like an upper tier, and you know, we probably should maybe have put Drake or Kendrick in that upper tier. I mean, you might have. I think there's like an upper tier where it's like here are cases where it's just like. you look at the discography and you're like, absolutely, that's in the list. What made this so hard is like, it was the 15 aspect of it. It's like, mm-hmm. and that was an interesting, that's an interesting thing to think about for hip hop, right? Like, you know, so many of our favorites from the 90s, they just actually, you look at the list and you're like, I don't know. They don't really have it. You know, I feel like as time has gone on, I feel like actually we have a number of artists, say from the last 15 years, who have a pretty good shot. I feel like there's just more longevity now, mm-hmm. right? Like Kanye put together this incredible run. Like Drake's got quite a run right now. Kendrick's in the middle of a run. You know, we both talked about how Tyler's got this kind of thing coming up next. Yeah, I think it was just really difficult to come up with 15.
Yeah.
Like this is way harder than any other definitive 15 we've ever done. And that almost had me think in some kind of way, like, man, what is wrong with hip? Is that something wrong with hip hop, or is it just that our standards are high?
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with hip hop. I think we talked about a lot of people.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of people who are like, they're interesting to have the conversation about to try to get their place in history. But like, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting that like you and I mostly agreed on like a pretty core group at the top. And then after that, it's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to talk about, man?
No.
I think we wrapped it up.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Good. You know, we didn't talk about Big Crit.
What'd he do?
His
discography. Oh.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, yeah, Big Crit.
I thought he put something out this week. You know, I thought about it. I saw his name and I was like, yeah, but I just didn't put his name down. I'm not sure why. I just didn't.
He's got two really good mixtapes and a third pretty good mixtape. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's enough to get on this list. Mm. It was very promising.
Yeah. Something on a totally different note, though.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Cassidy battled this weekend.
Who?
Yeah. My drink and my two-step.
Battled who?
A guy named Arsenal.
Okay. Why is Cassidy battling?
Where else is he going to make money? Oh. And they paid him a lot of money.
Okay. Well, I mean, so let me ask you, was it good?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No. Yeah. Like, you think about all the rappers who, quote unquote, are industry that stepped into that arena. So that's Cassidy, Joe Budden, King Los, Mickey Fax, E-Ness, even though Ness and Cassidy came from that world. You could really make a case that all those guys came from that world, but just maybe not necessarily this format. Joe would have been the best one who adapted if he didn't quit, even though his delivery was kind of whatever. Probably Mickey Fax was the best one to like transcend. Some people say that he won his battle, is debatable. But yeah, Cassidy does a really good job of selling the fight. So if you ever want to have a laugh, like watch any of the face-offs that he did, they're really vulgar, but there's some funny moments in there. But the battle itself was, oof, like it was Shaq and Damian Lillard. And what I mean by that is just like Shaq's flow, like hip hip hop it, hip 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 it. It was really hip hop. Yeah, it was that. It was that. Come on, everybody, now clap your hands. It was that. It just didn't bode well. It didn't translate well. So I don't know what this means. I don't know if they're going to be more battle rappers, but that are more rappers that trans over or that cross over into that league. But
yeah,
I don't know. So
okay. Anything else you want to talk about, man?
Not at all.
Anything you want to plug?
No, I don't want to put out a. I don't want to. So everything on Snooze Button is pretty much mixed. I'm waiting on one mix. I actually asked somebody to mix a particular record because I couldn't get it right because it was different mics and stuff. So that should be coming back this week. And then I have an idea for a date, but I'm still waiting on a cover. So then I have to talk to you about something regarding that offline. But
okay.
I'm really tired. We've been talking for 3 hours, so I don't think we're going to do that.
All right.
I just text you in the morning.
Thank you, everybody, for listening this week. We appreciate it. As always, hit us up at CRS Podcast. If you've listened this far and you're a fan of the show and you are not a Patreon subscriber, you should at least go to patreon.com/CRS Podcast, read about it, see if it interests you. I think you'll like it. And yeah, I don't know if we'll be back next week, but we'll be back soon.